This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're back. This is Michael Jay with Scott Bennett on the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have guest Stephen Pidgeon with us today. This is an amazing time, isn't it? I think that what we're looking at in America is that we've been made to realize that for decades we've been mind controlled by the narrative that was promoting and supporting and sponsoring what was called the Mockingbird media operations for psychological operations and propaganda, using our media, using our media and their sponsors to move us in a certain direction. I know that there's a prominent person who was involved in 9/11, but he also was involved in promoting aspartame. I think his name is Rumsfeld. And aspartame is one of the most deadly nerve agent wounding substances out there, aspartame. It destroys the mind and nerve endings, and it is something that quickens things like Alzheimer's, because it shuts down the ability for the nerves to function correctly. And yet this was promoted. I mean, pure sugar and, hey, sugar that hasn't been chemically changed is much healthier, but they're not promoting that. They wanted to promote something that they could make money and that would also help the medical industrial complex in the government. Now, how many people knew that the CDC actually has the ability and has been exercising this ability to license medicines, that actually they are patenting medicines and vaccines and things like that? These people with this military government medical complex are wounding Americans. And we're dealing with Americans waking up, Americans realizing that the huge rise in autism and ADHD and sudden infant death syndrome has a direct correlation to forced vaccines given to children even before they have their own immune system. We're killing children, and they die in the crib. And now we've got people in our government that passed a law saying we cannot sue the doctors, we cannot sue the big pharma medical industries. We are now, America is waking up enraged because of the thousands and thousands of children that have been sacrificed to this horrendous juggernaut of chemical and biological warfare. And that's just, Scott, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's horrendous, and thankfully we've got Stephen Pidgeon on with us who can help us develop some of this conversation. Stephen, one of the things we were talking about earlier, and I'd love to get your perspectives on this, is the potential for a class action lawsuit, the potential for legal defense that parents can exercise to defend their children from the forced vaccinations that Jerry Brown, the California governor, is forcing families to do in order to let their kids get into school. If they don't get vaccinations into their children, they cannot be allowed to go into school. And these vaccinations are increasingly being exposed as causing great physical harm, great mental harm, possibly causing autism, retardation, and all sorts of cancers and infertility. The list goes on and on and on and on. And we have a constitutional right, never mind, of course, a God-given right, to defend our lives and pursue happiness. You can't live without a healthy mind and body, and these immunizations damage that. And you can't pursue happiness when you are transformed into an autistic, crippled retard because of these immunizations. And I want to get your perspective on that, because I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, it is, you know, one of the things that becomes even more crippling about this idea is that these vaccinations, the companies that produce these vaccinations, many of which are tainted, there's been hard evidence to that effect, have complete immunity from lawsuits. So, in other words, if you take a vaccine and it inflicts autism, you know, high-level autism, or it somehow destroys the child with a heavy toxicity, you have no recourse. You can't sue them and say, hey, your vaccine destroyed my child. Now, I'll tell you, I did a conference in Georgia last year, and at that conference, there was a woman there whose son was a perfectly functioning child. And good-looking boy, nice kid, and I think he was 3 years something when they had the MMR. And the toxicity of that MMR was so dramatic, he immediately became very, very autistic. And he is now 27 or 28 years old, non-auditory, he cannot speak, and he fights with the toxicity in his brain. She showed an hour video of her trying to take him back to his healthcare provider, where he's chewing on his hands. He's got scar tissue up and down his arms where he chews on his arms and chews on his hands. Seriously, seriously disabled with, the mental functionality in his mind is fighting the metal toxicity in the brain. Now, of course, there are things that are going on now that that increase this toxicity. So whatever is in the vaccine there's mercury and thimerosal and a number of other things. There's also now that's being added to a lot of the vaccines is pig blood. Why they're adding this, no one knows, but it is, for many people, that's an intense defilement. However, when you have some of these things, they lie latent in your system until such a time as you can get, as the glyphosate enters into the system. And once this happens, or glyphosate, once this enters into the system, it causes the aluminum and the other toxic metals to cross the threshold into the brain and become lodged in the brain, creating a permanent toxicity in the child. And so these vaccines, which there appear to be very few safeguards to prevent companies who are really children of the Reich, such as Bayer Pharmaceutical and Baxter, who are producing some of these vaccines that the FDA just rubber stamps them and says, there you go. And, I'll give you an example. The flu vaccine. You know, they develop a flu vaccine that is to treat a virus that was with us last year or the year before and cannot deal with the virus that's here this year. And those flu vaccines, in many cases, are tainted and they're experimental. Now, the 1947 Nuremberg Code prevented, and it's not just the Nuremberg Code, but it's also has been adopted as part of the Geneva Conventions and as part of the United Nations Protocol on Human Rights, that you cannot inflict a medical procedure on another human being without their consent. Now, this is what the Nazis did in the death camps, Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death, where they would say, we're going to pick these twins here for experiments to see how they do when we, cut out the lungs of this one and cut out the lungs of that one. How do they function? Or how do they do when we skin them alive? Or how does this person work when we castrate them? Or whatever the experiment may be. But they did experiments on live human beings that were outrageous in their context and did a tremendous amount of harm. And most of the world was aghast at what was happening out of the death camps in Germany and, in Poland and elsewhere. And so as a consequence, when we went into Nuremberg in 1947, we hauled up seven doctors, all of whom were executed because they had inflicted experimental medical procedures on people without their consent. Now, this has been the standard. This is the standard now. The 1947 Nuremberg Code is the standard by which these things are judged. Now, of course, no one in the California government seems to be getting apprised of this existing international law. And instead, you have a bunch of lawmakers now that apparently are getting massive campaign contributions from the pharmaceutical industry. And so, like, to give you an example, the German physicians who were responsible for conducting unethical medical procedures on humans during the war were tried. Okay? In particular, those who conducted inhumane and unethical human experiments in concentration camps, which included over 3,500,000 sterilizations. Karl Brandt and 22 others were convicted in the August 20th, 1947 trial. Okay? 6 points defining legitimate medical research were submitted to the Council for War Crimes. All right? They adopted these points and 4 additional points. The 10 points constituted the Nuremberg Code. Let's go through those. Number one, required is the voluntary, well-informed understanding consent of the human subject in full legal capacity. Okay, did you hear that? The very first premise of the Nuremberg Code is the voluntary, well-informed understanding consent of the human subject.
Right, Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in this case, you don't have any consent. We're not interested in your consent. You will do this or you will be arrested for truancy.
Yeah.
That's not consent. That's coercion. And, of course, the state takes no responsibility for these vaccines, right, and how tainted these vaccines may be. Now, look, is there evidence that these vaccines are tainted?
Yes.
Well, you know, the evidence that is associated with the MMR, right? I mean, now, first of all, let's talk about this MMR for a minute. They try to justify the MMR saying that, well, all women need to be vaccinated for rubella because it can cause, you know, miscarriages and of course, deformed children. But boys don't need to be vaccinated for rubella. Why would we have this rubella vaccine mandatory for boys? Then, when my son was told, you will have him vaccinated for the MMR, I said, well, I'm not doing the MMR. If you want him vaccinated for those things, you order each one of those vaccines separately. The measles, the mumps, and the rubella. I want separate vaccines for each one of them. They could never get them. Because, of course, the MMR vaccine is not about vaccinating your child. It's so that they have resistance to these diseases. Rather, it's about hitting your child with a tainted vaccine and destroying the male's ability to think.
Stay with us after the break. We have Stephen Pidgeon with us. This is Governor Michael G. on Shield Games. We'll be back.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett of Michael J. coming on Power Hour. And we have Stephen Pidgeon with us. Stephen, I wanted to let you continue. You're talking about some pretty important things, and I didn't want to interrupt your flow. Continue, Stephen Pidgeon.
Sure. Now, let's continue on these 10 points of the Nuremberg Code. These are international standards by which all nations are held accountable. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that there's any kind of enforcement necessarily available, but nations are held to account under these standards. And remember that, you know, it's so important, Scott, because, you know, when I used to travel, when I was running for office, you know, I used to travel and I'd ask people, do you believe that the American Revolution was lawful or unlawful? And many people thought it was unlawful, but the founders thought it very important to make it lawful. And so they begin the Declaration of Independence saying that we have a right to self-governance by virtue of the laws of nature and of nature's God, which we asserted to be above the law of nations. Now, the law of nations is the doctrine that a nation, there is no authority inside a nation that is superior to the sovereign authority of the nation. But we asserted an authority that said, oh, no, there is an authority that is superior to the sovereignty of the nation, which is the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's in our first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We reaffirmed this at Nuremberg, because at Nuremberg, the defense of the Nazis were, we were just taking orders. We were more moral than you, American, because we were following Romans 13:1, obey the governing authorities, and that's what we were doing. We nonetheless convicted 23 medical personnel under this 47 Nuremberg Code, because of the violations of inhumane and unethical human treatment. All right? There is a standard that we have established as a nation that is superior to the sovereignty of the nation state, to the law of nations, which is the laws of nature and of nature's God. And as part of that, we enforced the Nuremberg Code. Okay? Now, the second point of the Nuremberg Code, the experiment should aim at positive results for a society that cannot be procured in some other way. Well, the real experiment that's going on in the country right now is people are discovering that vaccines, you know, if everybody in the school system is vaccinated and one child isn't, what are you worried about? If that child's not vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella, are you going to get measles, mumps, and rubella, you who've had the vaccine? No, that child might, but you're not going to because you're quote-unquote vaccinated. What are you worried about? What they're worried about is they're not worried about preventing the disease. They're worried about making sure that the child suffers the same kind of internal injury that all the other children do. Okay, number three, it should be based on previous knowledge and expectation derived from animal experiments that justifies the experiment. Well, what are we discovering now? Oh, gee, so many of these vaccines don't work. Now they're discovering a corollary, to give an example, between the Jonas Salk polio vaccine and the incidence of brain cancer. They've discovered a corollary with this MMR vaccine and the incidence of autism. And most of the doctors that have raised the incidence of autism, and by the way, it was systemically established in the 1990s that the MMR vaccine had a statistical correlation with the rising incidence of autism in the culture. And all of that evidence has been suppressed by who? The multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical industry and its willing sycophants holding political office. Okay. The experiment should be set up in a way that avoids unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injuries. Well, do vaccines avoid unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injuries? No. And how do we know that? Because the federal government saw fit to immunize vaccine companies from a liability for the unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injuries that they inflict with tainted vaccines. Oh, but you can't prove that a normal child who was functioning for 3.5 years, who immediately after he received the MMR vaccine became autistic, that that's correlated to the MMR vaccine. You can't prove that. Right. And we can't prove that smoking causes cancer either. Right. These experiments should not be conducted when there is any reason to believe that it implies a risk of death or disabling injury. Is there any reason in your mind that a tainted vaccine implies a risk of death or disabling injury? I think
no
the answer to that question
should be allowed.
Is obvious.
Stephen, with us. Stephen, thank you with us. We're going to do this tomorrow, if possible, on the vaccines of the New California. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. So thank you very much, Stephen, for joining us. We'll be back after the break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that is setting the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Before highlighting the order, the president spoke about what the order will do.
Today, 23 companies and associations are pledging to expand apprenticeships. They will sign the pledge committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers for new jobs.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats was speaking today at the Aspen Security Forum in Denver. He again addressed the Russians hacking into our 2016 presidential election.
They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process. We need to call them out on that. It's critical that we do so and then take steps to make sure that they are not able to do this with the election coming up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay on the Power Hour returning. It was an honor to have Stephen Pigeon on with us. Mike, we're going to try and have him on again tomorrow for the full 2 hours. I think this vaccine discussion is very timely. It is really, as he said, a rebirth of Nazi Germany forced experimentation, forced vaccinations that we just cannot tolerate. It's
a life and death thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unparalleled in our modern society that so many children are being forced to get vaccinations or being arrested for truancy. And in California, with the removal of the philosophical and religious exemption that Jerry Brown has done, it really marks the need for
everybody to stand up against it and declare, my child is more important to me than anything on this earth. And I will stand in civil war. I will stand in rebellion. I will stand to affirm my constitutional God-given rights away from tyranny. You will not stick a needle with metals and aluminum and poisons and pig blood into my child. I will die before I allow that to happen. And there are a few things in the world that they can do to us that really triggers that reaction. And I think this is one of them. So I'm going to hand it to you for your thoughts, Mike. And then we've got Professor Kevin Barrett with us. And Kevin's going to tell us a little bit about the Iranian experience, what he sees going on in the current predicament of the geopolitical events involving Trump and Russia and Iran, et cetera. So Michael Jay.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. We're just touching the very edge of this issue concerning biological and chemical warfare against humanity. This is part of their depopulation agenda. This is part of what I call the cut, burn, and poison method of population control. It has nothing to do with health. There are health therapies out there for healing that don't just deal with the symptoms. They don't mask them. They don't put people on a chemical regime that causes the body to have more symptoms that require more chemicals and produce more symptoms, that's essentially a cycle of death and destruction and dysfunction. What we're looking at, though, is that in California, Jerry Brown has actually threatened the parents with going to jail if they don't allow their children to be punctured and have those toxins injected. But we're also discovering that numerous doctors around the nation have been put to death. They've been suicided. They've been shot. They've been drowned. Some of them, in a conference, I believe it was in Switzerland, 21 of them were murdered at one time because they were discovering that in the vaccines that are given to children, there is a substance that shuts down the body's immune system and sets the body up for diseases like cancer. And they were researching this, and there is a substance that actually restores this function in the body, and the deep state shut that, the only group that was producing that substance, shut that group down. So we're dealing with people who want a genocide and death. They've been maneuvering. They've been manipulating. They have out here in California, they engineered these droughts out here with HAARP and with the chemtrails because they wanted to sell millions of acres for pennies on the dollar to the New World Order flunkies that they work for. And the reality is that Americans are waking up. One of the amazing things that I saw recently was an example of this that included you, Scott, and that other brother that you had on earlier, and that is with Kevin Barrett also. Americans as ambassadors for the real America to go over to Iran and present a true witness about what the real America stands for and what is emerging in an America that has been augmented with the help of truth tellers, whistleblowers, and the internet. And Dr. Barrett, it's a blessing to have you on the program. The last time I saw you was one of those 9/11 celebrations down here in Oakland, California. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to be with you guys.
Well, thank you, brother. The issue is you've been in Iran before, but tell me, because when Scott got back here, I picked him up at the airport. He was exhausted, but he was still walking 3 inches off the ground. He had such an amazing time over there. What was your impression about what happened this time in this journey over there to Iran?
Well, this was one of the best, if not the best, of the New Horizons conferences I've been to. I think I've been to all except one of them. I first went to Iran in, when was that, 2013, I think it was. Yeah, 2013. And been back maybe 5-6 times, mostly for New Horizons conferences. And this one was great. We had a lot of very important guests, people like Alexander Dugin, who's one of the world's most important thinkers out of Russia. Some people call him Putin's brain, although I don't think Putin really needs anybody else's brain. But Alexander Dugin is definitely a pretty important guy. And then we had a lot of important American whistleblowers. such as Scott, who were invited this time. In the past, people with U.S. security backgrounds couldn't get into Iran because naturally they're suspicious. So it was great that, you know, I've been imploring the Iranians for years to allow whistleblowers like Scott to come on into Iran and check it out for themselves. And I've been reassuring the Iranians they have nothing to fear from Scott and other national security whistleblowers that I know. Yeah. And so it was great to have that team over there.
You know, it was fabulous because, as you know, Kevin, Michael Maloof and Michael Maloof was a Pentagon official. Phil Giraldi was CIA. Peter Van Buren was State Department. J. Michael Springman was State Department. I mean, these were all guys that were sort of in the inside fighting for truth in the country and the Constitution, and then they were betrayed by their country and their Constitution. They were betrayed with the war on terror. And many of them came out much, much later and discovered that 9/11 was an inside job. It was a fake operation. I mean, it happened, but it was not done the way the government presented it. And I loved it when Iran and the Iranian intelligence people grabbed us aside, and me and Michael Maloof, and I won't say too much more about other people that were there, but they said, we didn't have anything to do with 9/11, and we're trying to find out how to best express this and share this and go into court, and what do we do to make this known? And they were very passive and gentle about it. And I said, this is a miraculous awakening, and I'm so glad that you're saying this because we've been praying about this for months. We've had Americans asking, how do we get 9/11 exposed? And Iran is the only nation that has the standing, the legal standing, to respond to the attack that was made against it and defend itself by bringing in all of the best experts to share their research and unequivocally prove that 9/11 was a false flag event. Iran had nothing to do with it. And in fact, America is guilty of the greatest war crime in the history of humanity. And I can't imagine anybody better to talk about that, Ken, than you, because you have been talking about this since 9/11 first occurred. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually asking questions about it from the get-go, and I was suspicious from the get-go, but I didn't really understand just how obvious of a fraud it was until December of 2003. So that was, a couple of years after it happened, and I heard that David Ray Griffin was investigating it and saying that it looks like whatever happened at the Pentagon, it was not a hijacked plane, as we were told, and that the towers and Building 7 were clearly controlled demolitions. And I hadn't understood that before. So it did take me a couple of years to wake up, but I think I made up for lost time. And I have been bringing this to the attention of Iranians. Of course, they knew that. That's why they invited me there in the first place. And it's interesting that in Iran, their government, which could profit from saying that it was the Saudis that did 9/11, because 15 of the 19 alleged hijackers are Saudis, is actually willing to look at the truth, which would actually exculpate their enemy, Saudi Arabia, to a certain extent. Because the official story of 9/11 tells us that it was 15 out of 19 hijackers were Saudis under the command of the Saudi bin Laden. And so theoretically, that official story should make us hate the Saudis, and that, of course, would benefit Iran. But Iran is run by at least some people. A significant part of the leadership there actually has ethics and morality, and they just want the truth. So they're willing to have me go on their television, and they will support my, you know, going to Iran, talking about this and saying, you know, it really wasn't the Saudis that did this. It's true that the Saudi relationship with the U.S. and Israel was used in the fabrication of this false flag event, but we can't really blame the Saudis for this. We can blame them for a whole lot of things. They're a horrible regime. They really need regime change more than almost anybody in the world except for Tel Aviv. But we can't blame them for this. And I respect the Iranians for being open to the truth, even when the truth isn't totally in their interest.
Stay with us. We will be back with Kevin Barrett, Dr. Kevin Barrett, to talk about the truth in ways that make the world come into color. Stay with us. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour.
We With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay, continuing with the Power Hour. It's been an honor to be with you, and I've got about another 10 minutes with Dr. Kevin Barrett. I wanted to just put out there that the Power Hour depends on a lot of your kind donations and support to keep alternative radio and truth flowing. We are in unparalleled times where we're witnessing the disintegration of a large part of the American population, I think, through drugs, through broken families, through the disintegration of marriage.
to the rampant homosexual, transgender, lesbian paranoia. I mean, there's a schizophrenia that is afflicting a large portion of Americans, and present company included. And I think the salt and light of the Power Hour is a great blessing to humanity. I'm so thankful for raising this instrument of truth and blowing the horn, you know, and watching the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. I think it's something to celebrate in many regards. We need to see the walls of this 9/11 juggernaut, this tyranny, this neoconservative godless hedonism, which started these walls on September 11, 2001, that sadly, I mean, many of us came out of and discovered much later that it was fake. I'm thankful to Kevin Barrett for helping open my eyes and show me things I needed to see and know. And I just wanted to celebrate him and all the people. And I'd say if you want further information about our work, Michael Jay and myself and some of the people that we work with, you can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. Shellgamewhistleblower.com. It's got our Facebook and Twitters and shows and YouTube channels and all that stuff. So go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and we welcome your prayers and support. And Kevin Barron, I want to make sure that we have your contact information in your website before you go. So please, we've got another 10 minutes. Please continue with your analysis of where we are perhaps right now with Putin and Trump and the meltdown of the American left. And, you know, what is the hope? Where are we going from here? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I can tell you where we're going, Scott. Hell in a handbasket, maybe. I don't know. But there may be some hopeful possibilities. I had a really interesting couple of interviews yesterday on my radio show, which people can find by way of truthjihad.com. That's all run together, truthjihad.com. Click on the radio link. And I talked with Jim Fetzer, your colleague. You've done a lot of work with Jim. And then Ian Greenhall of Veterans Today, who has a kind of a hate-hate relationship with Jim going. But the two of them probably would agree on a fair number of things. And Ian had a very interesting take on the summit that was a little different from what I expected. That is, you know, at Veterans Today, a certain part of the management there is very, very anti-Trump. It's, you know, far more so, you know, much nastier to Trump even than CNN and the New York Times are. But Ian had he thought that, yeah, maybe Putin sort of owned Trump at this summit meeting, but that might not be such a bad thing because Putin is working on a long-term plan to take down Bibi Netanyahu and the neoconservatives, who are really the main force behind 9/11 and a lot of other bad things in the world, and then also to take down the neocon side of the Republican Party here in the United States, and maybe the Democratic Party as well, and the U.S. Empire, to force the U.S. to ultimately pack its bags and bring home the people from those 900 military bases that we have out there occupying the world on questionable premises and pretexts. So my response to that was, okay, well, if you know, if Trump kind of played into to Putin's hand at the summit, that might not be such a bad thing. And so I think that there is hope. And indeed, the election of Trump, even though I'm not a huge Trump fan, you know, very few of us Muslims really are, but I have to admit that it's a good sign that people could elect a guy who says that the mainstream media is fake news, who says that we didn't get the true story of 9/11, who says that Bush must be held responsible for 9/11, and who said a lot of other provocative and very honest things. So, yeah, sure, he has a lot of influence from the neocons and from Netanyahu and that side, but he's refreshing in certain ways, and the fact that the American people would be willing to rise up against their news media and vote for somebody that the news media was just hammering and telling them was the, you know, worst person since Hitler, I think that's a good sign. So we don't trust the mainstream media anymore, and I think that some progress has been made in the alternative media, and people like you, Scott, with your work, people like the people who've been putting together the Power Hour all these years, hammering away at these official lies of the mainstream media, you know, we're actually making some progress, and we haven't fixed the world, and we haven't fully informed the population yet, but at least we've gotten through the concept that you can't trust the mainstream, and people get that now, and that's a good step to where we want to be, which is to have a better public understanding of what's really going on in the world so that we can get active and actually, you know, take back the levers of power from these corrupt forces that have taken it.
And we're doing it in the spirit of love and truth, love of our God, love of our country, and love and truth is freeing people. Michael Jay, I'll let you jump in, my friend. Your mic may be...
Yeah, I know. I had to unmute. Look at your... the campaign that we find ourselves in this season is something that has been building for decades. And we're realizing as Americans we have been disenfranchised, and we've been talking about the various levels and venues of assault, from the chemtrails to GMO to forced vaccines. But let's not forget the common core. Let's not forget the kind of insanity that is in American universities and colleges producing Antifa. Let's not forget the people that sell themselves to multinational corporations and actually hate the America that we loved when we were children. And we're in a place where there is this divide, this what they want, I believe, is a civil war. They've been grooming Black Lives Matter. They've been grooming groups around the nation. They've been importing Wahhabi and Salafist maniacs, and they've been bringing in MS-13 and assassination protocols. We're looking at the fact that America is in the valley of decision right now, and every individual can and must, I think, realize that they can and need to make a difference in starting to address the narrative, not remain passive, not think that they can't do anything about it, because that was the biggest psychological operation against Americans. That is, we were taught how to feel powerless. We were taught how to accept the normalization of a Stockholm syndrome. And what do you think, Kevin? Is there a change? Do you see it happening?
Yeah, I think people are waking up slowly but surely. On the other hand, you know, it's two steps forward, one step back. You know, you're talking about the vaccine exemption, the religious exemption, and philosophical exemption. I took that for my kids, and now you can't. So we have to stand our ground and keep fighting really hard on all these fronts.
It's been an honor to have you, Dr. Kevin Barrett.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Radio. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for this honor to be with you. We will see you next time. This is Scott Benner, Michael J. on the Power Hour. Keep fighting the good fight. That is love.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.